you don't see too many of these around anymore, but you might have rocket chairs or swing on one end, you know.
Call out the porch.
Okay. Any other names you've heard for it?
Not around here. It's just known as the porch, of course. So. And they actually talked something about that the other day, but sometimes they are known as a veranda or a balcony.
With a balcony on an upper level. Do you ever hear a gallery around here?
Not too much.
What about Piazza?
Never heard of that.
Okay. If you wanted to get to the porch from the front lawn, you would go up the what?
Steps.
Okay, now if you were inside and you wanted to get to the second floor, you'd go up the
stairs.
Okay. This expression, say if I walked in that door and left it wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do?
Well, you could close the door or shut the door.
Okay. Is there a difference in emphasis there, or is one more polite than the other?
Well, I would think that, yes, close the door would in my opinion, be more polite than saying, shut the door.
Okay. On frame houses, the way the boards are set outside, those horizontal boards, you know, the ones that overlap each other like so, have you ever heard a name for that kind of construction?
I have, but it completely slips my mind right now.
Okay, something like...
Stripping, think that they would call it or something like that. I'm not sure anymore.
Okay, let me try a few out on you. Clapboarding, weatherboarding, siding, any of that?
Well, the only one out of that group that I'm not familiar with would be clapboarding, so I'm assuming that it would probably be clapboarding, since I think I know what weatherboarding is.
Was that what I was describing?
What, the...
Overlapping?
The part that overlaps?
Yeah, you call that kind of construction where it overlaps.
Okay, all right, that is
horizontal.
Okay, all right, I misinterpreted that statement. Okay. Okay.
But that is?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding, okay. All right, a verb here. Let's say if I got in my car, that activity that I do when I take off, you say I'm going to my car to town.
I'm going to drive.
Okay. You hopped in your car yesterday and you to town.
I drove.
Okay, if you've done it several times, you say, I have
driven.
Okay. All right. Again, getting back to the house, the part of the house that covers the entire top, that would just be called the
roof.
Okay. What about on some houses that right at the edge of the roof, there are these things that are designed to carry off rainwater?
Mm-hmm. That's the gutty.
Okay. Would that be any different from, you know, if you had a house that had different slopes of the roof, a place where these two different slopes would meet? Do you have a name for that place right there?
The valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does that perform pretty much the same function? Just
as the gutter?
Yeah.
Not really, I think. Well, I guess it does, in a sense. The valleys are more or less for the water to come to a certain point to run off of the house. But the guttering is that part, is that thing that you usually put on the house to make sure that the water goes, leaves the roof at a certain point,
mm-hmm.
rather than everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. You mentioned the junk house a minute ago. Do you have any other names for buildings you might have outside, either store firewood in, or tools, anything of that kind?
Well, storage, shed, or... storage house, or storage shed would be...
Okay. We mentioned this, got into this briefly yesterday, but in the days before, people had indoor plumbing.